right. Hello and welcome to the Thumbcast. I am Dak. I'm here with Bobby and Kyle, and we're just going to talk about random stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah. So,
let's see. What's big in the world today? Let's see. Halo 4 is releasing tomorrow night. The election voting is tomorrow night. So we got a lot of stuff going on that we could talk about.
Is this your first election as well, Matt?
Well, technically it is. I was eligible to vote for the last Senate election and Congress election, but I just chose not to because, well, it wasn't for the president.
Right now. What? Okay.
I just didn't. I know. I'm terrible. I'm like every criminal who can't vote because their right to vote got taken away.
All right. That's enough about that. Let's talk about Halo 4.
Yeah, so on the Halo 4, it looks like it's going to be pretty awesome from everything I've seen. Been getting almost perfect scores in all of its ratings.
Seeing the specializations they have now?
Yeah, there's a ton. You get 6 if you just play it by November.
It's actually 8.
20th.
Really?
Not what it says on the dashboard.
What do you mean? Wait, what do you mean 8, though? Just for playing?
Yeah, before the 20th.
Yeah, if you play before the 20th, you get bunch of specializations.
There's like one for heavy gunner, one for a sniper, and then one for all around. And
yeah, it's little perks and stuff.
Wow.
Warthog gunner or whatnot.
It's gonna be interesting. I don't know how well. I mean, I feel like it'll translate well into Halo, but at the same time, it's gonna be kind of iffy. But I am looking forward to pretty much everything about the game, the campaign. The multiplayer will be awesome. Spartan Ops. Blood mode.
Be a chick Spartan again.
Yeah.
I'm sure they will. I bet they'll up the customization.
I don't know. I just like the sound the chick makes when she like gets hurt. Ugh.
Yeah, I've heard yours many times during the game.
Yeah, because you die a lot is what he's getting at. But
I better have a better KD than him.
About to say. Anyway, yeah, you. All right, so let's see. What are you guys looking most forward to in the Halo 4?
VR. VR.
The VR. I am excited for the VR to come back. I'm looking forward to that.
Dude, lately. With, like, I don't know, it's just been, like, a huge influx of dickish people on Reach. So I'm looking forward to, like, I don't know, just refreshed online. Because the multiplayer on Reach is frustrating enough without the people. But then they make it worse. So, you know, I'm hoping they fixed all that. I'm hoping 343 has done a good job on this multiplayer.
I'm hoping the servers aren't crap.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if they crash. Like,
I'm also looking forward to the drop-in, drop-out. The drop-in, drop-out is going to be one of the best things they've included.
Yeah,
that is true.
It is.
That's probably going to
be. A lot of people are like, "Oh, Halo's totally ripping off COD in this aspect," and it's like, well, pretty sure almost every game that has online multiplayer has a drop-in, drop-out.
Battlefield was ripping them off too.
It keeps the game going. Like, oh yeah, everybody just quit now. Now it's the game over. And it keeps it more even.
It actually gives you a chance to win.
Yep. It helps a lot, especially when, you know, your entire team quits and you're by yourself.
It's not about quantity, it's about quality now.
I do think that there should be playlists where you can't join.
Last night, me and you playing Invasion, 3-4 games in a row, someone quit every single game.
Yep.
Most of the time in pairs, too. I mean, and of course you can win.
Oh, I don't want to play this game type or this map. I'm going to back out.
Oh, yeah. It was dumb. I mean, I do feel like
vote.
And
people leave in the lobby. Oh, man.
That was annoying.
But that's just morale. That's like a morale punch right there before you even start the game.
Yeah.
Oh, ooh.
This map is so horrible. They just smash their Xbox. That's all they do.
Yeah, and then they look at our morale, and they're like, release the Kraken, and it's just all, oh, here's your morale, oh, you know how that goes. But drop in, drop out, I'm very glad that that's going to be there, I got to be honest.
Yep, I'm glad.
I think what you said about playlists, certain ones where they shouldn't be able to, I mean, I can understand that.
I mean, like it's just because, think about it, like, why should people be able to drop in and drop out of, like, Flood, like, you know, the new infection?
That would be stupid. It would be a never-ending game because someone would get infected, they'd get pissed off, they'd quit, and then someone else would join in and they wouldn't be infected. Unless they joined and automatically got infected.
Be infected as soon as they join back in.
Yeah, see, like if it were like that case, that would be better than if it was just like, oh, we're just going to totally not play because, oh, I'm a zombie.
Like, even though I think they have drop-in, drop-out, I think there should still be consequences if you quit.
Oh, yeah. I hope so.
I mean, well, thing is, there's not really for COD. And so, don't they count it as a loss, though?
Yeah, it counts as a loss, but that's pretty much it. I mean,
I think the very least they should do that. But
I think they should, like, take experience off or something.
Well, no,
then they would have D-rankers again, like Halo 3.
That's the thing. It's hard to work out something that works for, like, everybody and tries to keep it fair. Like, they've, from all the stuff that I've seen from Halo 4 and the stuff that we'll be covering once we're doing our videos, people will begin to see that Halo 4 seems to have it done right from everything I've seen. Like, everything is fair. Like, you know, the DMR versus the BR, like, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, how's that going to work out? The DMR is totally going to trash the BR. Well, the BR is going to trash the DMR. You know, they're pretty much Star Trek versus Star Wars on it. But it's like the DMR is, as it's called, designated marksman rifle. So it's precision, and where it's not going to have recoil when you shoot because you're shooting single shots, or it's not going to have a lot. The BR shooting a 3-round burst will have a slight upkick. So if you hit a couple shots with the BR, you know, they'll be dead. And if you hit with like a little more with the DMR, they'll be dead. So it's kind of like equal there. It's they've put a lot of work into this game. That's all I can say.
That's gonna be, and it was the whole thing about it's like killstreak rewards now, right?
To an extent, what it is,
I mean, I couldn't tell.
It's for how you perform in the game. Like, you know, if you're getting kills, you're getting medals and stuff, and it builds up like a little meter kind of, and then it gives you the chance for like it's like a drop pod, like, you know,
a weapon drop or something.
Yeah, like, you know, those Infection, they would have like those, or not Infection, in Firefight, they would have those like drop pods come down with the ordnance. It's an ordnance drop, and it's like you can pick certain things, like you can pick like a different, like, to set, you can set a different armor ability, you can set like a power weapon. Or you can set something else, and it will go, and, you know, you'll drop, you know, you get a couple kills or whatever you have to do, and it'll drop that. Like, you can call in the ordnance, and you can get it. And what it'll do is it notifies, not only does it give you, like, the new weapon, but it notifies people if, like, your ordnance was stolen. So, like, you know, you drop it in, you get sniped or whatever, and that guy runs up and takes it. It'll say, ordnance stolen, and then you know that someone on the other team got an ordnance. Someone on your team.
No, they didn't. Okay, I guess they did because they're killing me with it. Oh, okay.
Have you seen like the new vehicle, like the mech-looking thing?
Yeah, that's called the Mantis. It's right now I think it's only on the map. What is it, Ragnarok, which is the remake of Valhalla.
It's actually, I think I actually saw a video of it on the Valhalla remake.
Yeah, that's where it is. It's the most powerful weapon that they've made so far, and it's got a stomping capability, so it can crush, you know, people walking around and trying to come up and hijack it. If you can time it right, it's got a turret on it, and it's got a rocket pod, so it can shoot, like, missile pod missiles, or you can charge it up for a few seconds and shoot 5 rocket missiles in one.
Oh, dang.
It's pretty crazy. If anyone listening hasn't seen that video,
is the Wraith, like, are most of the old vehicles back?
There are going to be a lot of old vehicles returning. I haven't seen too much about new vehicles. People keep commenting and stuff on that video that I did, the vehicle revealed and stuff, and they've been asking about certain specific ones. Honestly, I don't know yet, but I'm hoping that stuff, like, a lot of the people's suggestions will be met, because a lot of people are saying that the Covenant version of the Warthog that they had in Halo 2, it was, like, called, like, the Spectre, that's supposed to be, like, that's what some people have wanted. I wouldn't mind seeing that. That would be great for a game. You know, like, if they do, you know, I mean, there's supposed to be no Spartans versus Elite stuff, but if they do something like invasion-based, that would be great to have.
Yeah, yeah.
And then people are saying they want the Hornets back. Honestly, I think it's going to be a lot more UNSC vehicles with a lot less Covenant vehicles. I mean, they'll probably, of course, the Banshee's going to be in there and the Ghost, but there probably won't be too much more covenant base wise. I mean, the Wraith, yeah, but I don't think there'll be like tons of revenants and all that kind of stuff. There might be. You never know.
Yeah. The one reason I was asking about the Wraith, because.
Did you love the Wraith?
I do love the Wraith, but something that really is unfair about it in Reach is the ability of the Wraith to shoot people off of it that are hijacking it.
Yeah.
Like, it's been. I never noticed it the first time we, like, really got into Reach and played it, but over the last few weeks, every time I go to hijack one, all they do is look down and just shoot. And they always, like, I just find that so unfair and furious.
Yeah,
I
want
to
do that.
Never seen it?
As I've said before, and I mean, I feel like we're going to get, like, I'm going to get, like, a lot of hate on saying this, but I just feel like Bungie didn't put in the 100% that they did with Reach, as they did with ODST and as they did with Halo 3. I mean, Reach was good. Like, don't get me wrong, it was a decent game, but there's just stuff that I feel like they could have spent more time on and stuff that they could have spent less time on.
I see them, like, when they were doing that, they were like, hey, we're having a problem here. It's like, F it. Oh, we don't care. And he, like, crunches a beer can on his head and, like, we're done with it. We're almost done with this. This is our last one.
What was it they would do on those Bungie versus the World? They'd be sitting there in, like, the fairy costumes and stuff.
Yeah. After they took out Bungie versus the World, did they even do that on Reach?
I think they did it a couple. Yeah, they did it a couple times because we've tried playing against them.
Yeah,
I think
like
we
did more stuff like that with
I think
three,
we did
though.
One.
It seemed like they were
yeah,
way more.
Yeah, oh, they were definitely way more than three. But you got to remember at the same time as Reach started, as they started doing Reach and working with Reach, it was also in the time that they started getting into like their new secret projects that they're working on, and their stuff like they made a game for the iPhone. It's called, like, Crimson Pirates or something. They made that. They were making other stuff that they're not talking about. And I think, honestly, they're doing something that involves space. I don't know if it's actually, like, official, like, NASA kind of space or not, but, I mean, when you look at, like, their website and stuff, it's all you see is stuff for, like, Bungie, like, aeronautics or something along those lines, if I remember correctly. And that's pretty a pretty big jump there to go from gaming to the heavy space stuff, but
holy crap!
You know.
Turning the crack into stone right now. I'm sorry, this is awesome. But anyway. Oh man, I've lost stone.
So who's gonna go vote before they pick up their game? Psych. Oh.
Not me.
I honestly think I will because the little place where I live across from where you vote.
I have no idea where I vote here. I need to find that out probably.
Yeah, you do. Like, I mean, literally, it's across the road. Like, I walk 15 paces, and I'm there. But,
hopefully your health
is doing that, and after I'm like, okay, I'm doing this. I gotta go play Halo. Because I'm not gonna be able to play Halo until, like, probably 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
Yeah, seeing that sucks for you, because I'll be on as soon as I get it. Almost as soon as I get it. Thankfully, I live, you know, like three minutes from the GameStop or so. But as soon as I get it, I'll be headed back home and I'll be plugging it in and starting.
Yeah, I actually get off work at 7, so I'm gonna be there like 5 hours early.
Are you not gonna go home at all?
I'm gonna go get my PS Vita and then I'm gonna go sit in the car and then when I see someone get in line, I'm gonna get right behind them.
I thought your PSP was broken.
I went and got it fixed.
For
free.
They did fix it.
For free.
Okay. How do you like the PS Vita? Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
How do I like what?
How do you like your PS Vita? Because all I hear is crap about it.
I mean, the fact that my PS Vita actually broke because I tried to do an update that PlayStation actually, like, released for it. I'm like, it's crazy. My PS Vita is breaking because of something they did. And the thing about it is, like, Sony actually denied the fact that their updates were... We're doing it for the longest, and then like 3 months after, or 2 months, or however long, they actually, well, yeah, we might have actually.
By the way, this was our fault. Yeah.
They weren't like fixing it or anything. And just so happened, I'd bought a used one and had a free 1 year warranty. If not, I would have had to pay like $100 to get it fixed.
Yeah, well, just wait. Soon they'll come out and say, oh, by the way, the people who took down our network, that was actually us. We were just field testing some stuff.
Yeah, those boners. It probably will. But
boner. You boner.
Kyle, was that the thing you played your Netflix on that one time I was at your house?
I do. Right. I actually can't. That's the good part about it. I can play Netflix on it with Wi-Fi.
No.
It was, that is awesome. That's, Panera Bread right beside my Walmart has internet or Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi. So I'm going to be watching Netflix while I wait in line. That's what I'm going to do.
That's not a bad idea. See, I'm going to probably bring my 3DS, and I'm going to probably play Pokemon Black 2.
Good time to catch up on
actually,
Walking Dead.
Maybe I'll read that new Halo book, the Thursday War.
The Walking Dead tonight. I wish y'all could have both seen that.
I'm gonna watch it tomorrow at work.
Two people died. Two people died.
Yeah.
Two good people.
Yeah, I have a slight idea of who they might be, but
I'm not specifying role importance. I'm not specifying hotness, because you know how I feel about Maggie. But
ruining it. I haven't even got past the first season.
The first season's only six episodes long.
Having by now,
exactly.
You're probably not going to.
You don't know.
Actually,
don't know,
funny
man.
Thing about Walking Dead, the first season, Jim Carrey is in the first episode.
Yeah, that zombie with the purple jacket.
And every time, the zombie on the bus with the purple jacket is Jim Carrey. And every time I see that, I just kind of laugh because it's like it's Jim Carrey. You'd never expect
you
that.
You kind of laugh because you're like, this is what his career's come to.
Oh my gosh,
no, he's got a good career.
I would love to be in a movie like Zombieland or a show.
I would like to be in Zombieland 2 because Emma's the
Zombieland 2 the sequel or Zombieland also.
Wait, Zombieland 2 the sequel.
No, that's what I'm saying. Zombieland 2 is in the sequel, or Zombieland 2 is in Zombieland
There's
also.
There's a sequel? There's a sequel with Emma Stone?
No.
Oh, you mean just also? Well, I mean, it's not like it was a real working title.
Yeah, it could be.
Zombieland
2
Returns
to Emma
Stone.
They're doing Karate with a Chance of Meatballs, too, and I mean, I don't know how that's possible, but they're doing it. And what's his face? Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog is supposed to have a sequel eventually. Unless Joss Whedon gets too big for it and just decides not to do it.
You know how pretty I think Emma Stone is? I'm a real I'm really stiff on who I follow on Twitter. She has a Twitter account with almost a million followers, and she's never tweeted. And
yeah,
I've
seen that. Yeah, I've looked at Will Ferrell.
You looked up Emma Stone's Twitter.
Yeah, I've looked up her Twitter too. But I've seen Will Ferrell has one tweet. I kind of want to take a second and pull it up because it's so random. He's got one tweet on his Twitter, and you know it's the verified. It's Will Ferrell, and it's the most random one thing. Like you'd never expect it from him. Like it's way back from when he was doing the Office stuff, which is at least a good 2 years ago since then. And all it says is how Steve Carell is an amazing co-actor or something.
Really. I thought he took over for Steve Carell on that show.
Well, he basically filled in for a mini arc. He was in for three episodes as the replacement manager after Steve Carell left the show. And what had happened was his character goes and he's this new manager. His name is D'Angelo. And
did you know Emma Stone was in Superbad with no eye makeup on?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know this. I'm Googling.
Yeah, she's the girl that what's his face? Seth like.
I don't even care. I've never really paid attention to that movie.
Yeah, Seth Rogen. But here's Will Ferrell's tweet. I love Steve Carell, not because he's leaving The Office, but because his name rhymes with mine.
Steve Carell. That's feral humor, bro.
That's his only tweet.
Girl. Okay, back to Olivia Wilde searches. But,
why are we talking about girls?
Sorry.
We're dudes, Kyle. Jeez.
I gotta say, the progression was pretty good. We went from Halo
girls,
to
what do we
PS,
think,
PlayStation.
What do we think Cortana's hair is going to be like in 4? Because I gotta say, Halo 2 to me, that 98 Jennifer Aniston cut, that is where it's at for me. That was my favorite Cortana. First one was Identity Crisis Cortana.
You know,
she wasn't sure what she wanted.
Yeah.
And then Halo 3, she was really insecure because all she's doing is crying the whole game. So Halo 2,
that annoyed
me. Cortana, she looks kind of ugly.
She's got
more
she's got
lifelike.
Yo.
There's one.
Yeah.
And what do you think? What do you think her relationship status is? Do you think she's seen anyone? Do you think she's like
in like seeing any other AI?
I don't know.
Like, she's pretty into Master Chief.
Yeah.
Actually, I guess it's the forward onto
funny
John.
You said just now with a little laugh, you did.
The forward onto Dawn Cortana.
She's in all these ships. She's in the forward and the Dawn, the Pillar of Autumn, the Master Chief. She just whores herself out to any mechanical cyborg.
Probably got a tattoo above her crotch that says this side up, or a
tattoo
on her butt that says place fingers here.
Oh my gosh.
Or what is it?
Only you.
That's what it is. Place thumbs here. That's what it is.
Place thumbs.
You know, because you're gonna be having your hands
you
back there. You gotta have a thumb position.
Because she's in a thumb drive.
Fun with Dick and Jane on TBS if you want to know how to ruin your life. But I don't know. I'm excited to see what Cortana does because she's typically doing woman stuff all in Halo 4. She's been messing with Keith's armor, putting his stuff.
Well, have you seen the Forward Unto Dawn stuff yet? I know you said you were gonna watch it today.
Oh, I'm gonna watch it tomorrow.
All right. Well, she makes an appearance in it. I'm not.
Oh yeah.
I'm saying she makes an appearance, and I think she looks like really well done in that. Like that's probably one of my favorite.
Hey, yeah. Is she banging?
Yeah. She banging.
I'm looking at pictures of Olivia Wilde. I'm going to look up Cortana, see on Google Image what that comes up with. Cortana. I think I heard someone talking about her on a commercial day when I was taking a nap, and my grandparents were in the room, so I didn't say anything because it would have been awkward. But I heard them talking about her, I think, on a commercial. What was it? There's a commercial with her in it, and I don't know what it is. I can't. That's going to drive
probably
me. Oh, here's a picture of all the Cortanas, even the Halo 4. Evolution of Cortana.
Yeah, oh, I've seen that on that. It's like video game pictures or something. It's an app. That's what I'm saying. It's an app.
Don't spoil it. The picture's loading slow because my internet's janky.
I'm not talking about what she is.
Ooh, Halo 4. Halo 3 Cortana. Like, I don't know. Her face kind of looked like it got smacked with a plank, and it was kind of like.
She did get the crap beaten out of her by Gravemind.
She gained a little weight.
She gained some chest weight in Halo 4.
Oh my gosh, she did. Oh my gosh.
Oh.
And she's got a belly button too.
And she's got she's got a
bosom for an AI, for a computer animated being.
Well, remember they can change their appearance however they want.
Okay, if you look at the Halo 3 Cortana, her legs have like no definition. Halo 4, we're talking full on hams.
Chun-Li from Street Fighter, is that what we're talking?
Yeah, sure. I bet
she's got some big thighs.
I wish they'd come out with a Halo movie already.
Well, they pretty much have. It's called Forward Unto Dawn. You should watch it.
Not a movie. That's a series.
Actually, by reserving that limited edition of the game, I think there's like a 90-minute extra thing or something that I'm gonna get.
Oh crap! I found the original model. But
I wanted to do like summary videos for viewers and stuff, like guys who haven't been able to see it. And I was going to use just different clips of the footage, and they block it. Microsoft has like blocked it worldwide, or Halo Waypoint, one of them.
Did you know this? That Jen Taylor, who was born in 1973 in Seattle, Washington, is the voice actress behind Cortana, as well as Zoe in Left 4 Dead, and the Xbox 360 game 1 vs. 100 that we used to play.
I wish that they didn't cancel that game. That was so fun.
Okay, you're missing the point. This girl is behind all three of those.
Yeah, that's how voice actors are. They can do so many. If you look up like older like 90s cartoons and stuff, you'll see people who are like 7 or 8 different roles, male, female, like. It's crazy to see like
that, Matt, because I didn't look into voice actors. Girl?
No, you're right. This is just stuff that I find.
She did Mario Tennis and Luigi's Mansion. Holy crap, she's done like a...
I didn't like Luigi's Mansion.
Luigi's Mansion was kind of weird.
The vacuum cleaner thing?
Yeah.
I got confused.
It was in Mario Party, like all the Mario parties.
I love those.
Wait, she did Toad's voice in Mario Party... 64. No, crap. Super Mario 64. She's done like Toad, Peach, Toadette. Holy crap.
Getting my butt kicked in Happy Wars.
He was, wow. Ooh. He's in Paper Mario 3DS and Dota 2, whatever that is.
That's another game that I thought was weird. Paper Mario.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
I just don't understand
the
point. Like, why is he made of paper? Game. Like, who sits there and thinks, I want to combine Super Mario with paper?
Probably. Well, it is Japan. They are pretty big into origami.
That's true. That is true. That's a good point.
And the paper medium, it's like, okay, now we're going
to probably somebody sitting there making a paper Mario origami, and they're like, I've got the greatest idea.
This should be a game.
Made out of paper.
But she's kind of cute. I think I always thought Zoe was cute in Left 4 Dead,
to be
honest. Wait, was Zoe in Left 4 Dead and Left 4 Dead 2?
Yeah, she was in Left 4 Dead, and then she was in a Left 4 Dead 2 DLC. What they came out with. But the thing with I didn't like about Left 4 Dead, like, I liked the original Left 4 Dead, and it was good and everything. Left 4 Dead 2 was pretty good. But the DLC just kind of, like, it made it so dumb. Like, the first, you know, all the DLC's fine, and then they decide, we're gonna kill off Bill, and then we're gonna make a DLC that goes back and explains it. And to make more money, we're going to release that DLC for both games. So if you had everything, then it sits there and it you have to do it again. Basically, you have to get the achievements for... You have to buy the DLC twice, one for each game, and then you've got to get them essentially twice for each game, which is like, really? Gabe, you got to get that much money? Like, yeah, I mean, you're afraid to make... You would make so much more money if you would just sit down and make Half-Life 3 than he would if he were to, like...
Oh, what they did
so bad. The DLC.
Half-Life 3D.
Like, that's a cliffhanger. Half-Life 2, Episode 2, is the ultimate just cliffhanger.
Yeah.
And it's the worst time for a game developer to just say, screw it, we don't feel like doing anything else right now with this series.
Oh, I hate one episode from finishing it.
But like, they started, like, Half-Life 1 was, like, what, in the 90s?
Oh, yeah, it's been a while. Like, it was... It's been a while, but I hate...
Team Fortress 1 was, like, in the 90s. Then Team Fortress 2 came out.
I think if something's going to get canceled, like, especially TV shows, if they know they're going to get canceled, or even if they get canceled, they should be able to do one episode that ends the cliffhanger. Because it pisses me off.
Even if it's, like 10 seconds, and it's just a screen that says they all
died. Even if they just add it to the end of the episode. But it's, like, so many shows. Like, there was a great show back that started, like, the late 90s, early 2000s, called Sliders. Yeah.
I knew you were going to say it.
Yep. Great show. Kind of started to go downhill as, like, writers and stuff got lazy and people, actors wanted more money than they had. But
girls and stuff. And
but it just ends with a cliffhanger. Like, now you'll never... It ends with to be continued. That is what it says on the last episode. It says to be continued. Where's the continuation? Oh, it's not here. And it's like, oh, shows like... There was a stupid show. It was Spider-Man, like, Unlimited or 2030 something, and it was Spider-Man in the future is what it basically was, or not the future. It was Spider-Man, and they found a Earth on the other side of the sun, for whatever reason, and it was like a weird Earth where like animals ruled and stuff, and Venom and Carnage both go on a rocket that Jonah Jameson's son goes on to go to the planet, and so he of course. Decides, oh, I have to go after them because, you know, they totally just left my Earth. I have to go after them and save that Earth. And the show gets canceled and ends on a cliffhanger. You never know if he wins or not.
Huh.
It's like, I'm trying to think, there's so many shows that do that and games that do that.
I remember talking about that woman, that Jen Taylor, that did Cortana's voice. From when I beat Halo 2, when I did, but in the days before Xbox Live, I would always look at the credits of Halo 2 because I had
nothing
in childhood.
Yeah.
And there was always a guy, I want to recall, his name was David Scully. And I can't remember if he did, I want to think he did multiple things, but I can't remember
probably.
If he did the Arbiter or Johnson or Tartarus. But I found him, and it says that he worked with that Jen Taylor woman on, like, Alien versus Predator 2 and Saw.
Yeah.
And he does, like... He did
Johnson Firefight voice in Reach, as well as he worked on all the Sly Cooper games.
Yeah,
interesting thing to put on your tombstone.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having,
yeah,
like,
been in all the Halo games.
If I could be a voice actor, like, it would be cool. Like, I can't do all the different, like, all these different great voices to be a voice actor, but if I could, I would love to have, like, my tombstone say, like, you know, Man of a Thousand Voices or something, like, completely dedicated to that. Because, I mean, and then people would be like, you know, they'd be walking through to visit, like, you know, their dead friends and family, or they'd be like those teens who typically are, you know, either goth or they have a dare and they have to go sit in a cemetery for a while, and they just see Man of a Thousand Voices, and they'd look it up, and they'd see, like, oh, he was the voice actor for all these different shows and movies and stuff. And I was like, who knows, could be a legacy.
I want to go out with a joke. I want to tell him to put on my tombstone, like, Lord, he is thine, but it's like, I specify too big a font, so they can't put the E on thine.
So it's so thin?
Yeah, because I won't ever be thin. I want people to think that.
That could work.
Oh, Lord, he's thin. That bony little douche. No one will ever say that about me. That's two words you'll never hear.
I think you're thin. There you go. So now someone thinks you're thin.
Man. Now, remember that chick that used to say you have nice curves?
I've never had anyone tell me that, Co.
Remember?
Do you think he has nice curves?
It was that one chick that had glasses that hung out with that other chick.
That's descriptive.
Wait, and they said I had nice curves?
Yeah.
Oh,
I remember it.
Colleen, I remember.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah, I went to elementary school with her for a while.
You always hated it.
Huh? Oh, when
told me, like,
that?
After
yeah,
she walked away, she's
weird.
Like,
maybe
I hate when she does that.
Me.
That is,
no,
pretty
she's
masculine.
A nice person. I just don't like that
curve. Oh, you have nice curves. What does that mean? Do I have breasts? Like, what does that mean?
I don't even know how to classify a woman's curves, because I feel like I feel like they know what I'm doing when I look at them.
Yeah, so in today's society, if I were to say, like, I have, like, someone has nice curves, I would feel like they would take it as, like, oh, so you're calling me fat? Like,
but, like, I don't own a curves.
Maybe she was just saying you had the hourglass figure going on.
Yeah, I'm good at keeping time.
Like, what's her face? Was it Keira Knightley, who you can see her ribs? Like, she's got, like, a stomach, like, the size of a fist.
Probably. Keira Knightley.
Yeah, she's the one who did Pirates, right?
According to Michael Bolton.
Nice.
I'm assuming. Oh.
I don't even know what we were talking about. We kind of... That was a very, very interesting segue.
Segue?
Yeah.
This is a guy who forgot what he's talking about.
He's a funny ventriloquist, or not ventriloquist, impressionist.
Comedian.
He's an impressionist comedian. But, so... I kind of don't like how the week after Halo comes out, Call of Duty comes out.
That is really close.
Like, oh, they announced Halo, so we have to automatically announce Call of Duty.
No, I think it's the Halo tries to get the one-up on Call of Duty because everyone usually puts every game around Call of Duty. Call of Duty's always got a set date of November 11th.
No, because their game comes out November 13th this year.
Their game of continually decreasing quality.
But
I'm going to get Black Ops 2 solely because I like the campaign of Black Ops 1.
Yeah.
I'm going to get
and,
Black
and
Ops
zombies,
2.
Zombies
I'm going
will
to
have
play
to
that
with.
Campaign. I'm going to play maybe 4 games online before I get so mad I take the disc out of the tray prematurely, and then we go to the store and trade it in.
Well, you'll get $30 because that's what GameStop does.
Yeah.
I still have Modern Warfare 3. Like, I had all the Modern Warfares because, I mean, they were good games. They had a good story and stuff. But then, like, I just I don't want, like, no one plays it anymore. Because Modern Warfare 2, while it was a good game and had decent online, it's like, all people do now is just glitch and hack it. And it's like, no, like, just play fair. Like, you know, if you really have to sit there and do, like, what was that one glitch you could do? You could, like, supply crate glitches or whatever. Like, you know, you climb over a wall while you're trying to throw your supply thing out. It gives you, like, another one or something.
Have you seen the attachment that actually lets you see people who are, like, sitting in one spot so that they can't camp?
Yeah, for Black Ops 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that was a good idea. I'm glad that they did that. They kind of did that with Halo by adding
Promethean
vision.
You can't see anybody that's moving, but when people sit in one spot for such a long time, you can see them.
Yeah, see, that's a good idea. I'm looking forward to the campaign. I'm a little curious about how well it's going to work out, this being Call of Duty's first, like, future-based game. I should say Treyarch's Call of Duty, because they are definitely separate than Activision. But, I'm curious to see how that'll go. And I'm curious to see about the zombies, because the zombies, the last time they tried to add, like, a story, and they made it kind of weird by, like, adding the boss guys. Like, it was cool for, like, the Call of the Dead one with George Romero, because it was, like, it was zombie-based. Like, you had, you know, you were, like, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Danny Trejo, and then two other, like, big-name people from zombie movies, and then you had, like, this boss, and he would follow you around the whole time and try to smack you with, like, a light. It was, like, it was all right, but it was, like, at the same time, it's kind of annoying because it prevents you from, you know, being able to hold up somewhere. You have to keep moving or else you're going to come
all
get
right
you.
On a Sarah Jessica Parker level, which is not acceptable.
Yeah.
By
it's,
most
it's all right if you're a horse. Oh.
You're a horse?
Yeah. You know, she looks like a horse.
Oh.
Oh. All right, guys. Well, Seacrest out!
Yeah. Well, since Bobby had to go because he's got his nice little stats test or something, just us for a while as we kind of get into the second half and wrap up of our very first show. What is something you would like to talk about, Kyle? Pick a topic and talk about it.
No idea. I've just been playing Happy Wars this whole time.
Yeah, I've noticed. Happy Wars is
actually
a good game.
Actually, really a fun game if you like RPG.
Free games for one.
Yeah, it is free.
There's a free RPG Xbox Live exclusive arcade game. You get to, I mean, and then you can buy stuff, but you don't have to. Like, you can buy tickets and items and stuff.
Pay to play, but free to play as well.
Well, see, with RuneScape though, you pay and you get you get more to the game. With Happy Wars, it's more like you're kind of buying, almost like Battlefield did, you're buying, like, shortcut kits and stuff.
Yeah.
If you could do that with, like, Happy Wars, I feel like they would have to make it a bigger game, and you'd have to be able to, like, there'd be different maps, and there'd be, like, an expansion to the story and all that kind of stuff. But overall, I mean, it's pretty fun.
Leveled up.
Yeah, so what are you now, like, 9?
I'm level 11.
Wow, nice. I'm still, like, level 7, but that's because I don't play it as much as you do. And plus, you're a lot better at it than I am. I freaking suck.
Ah, do that.
Thanks.
I'm just messing.
Oh, no, you're not. No, but I'm definitely, I'm ready for Halo. Like, I've been ready, like, since they announced it, like, the day, I'm pretty sure it was, like, the day they announced it, I went and reserved it, and then the day they announced the limited edition, I went and I upgraded my thing to the limited edition, and last week I paid it off and everything, and I've pretty much cleaned up my iMac that I do all the recording on, so we can start getting videos out fast. So, yeah, you know, for everyone listening, you know, I don't know if this will be posted before or after the game comes out. So, you know, just, you know, be sure to check our YouTube, Some Comedy.
Probably after.
For yeah, probably after. It depends on iTunes is and wherever else it sends up online. Depends on their how long it takes, how backed up they are for uploading stuff. It'll be on YouTube probably by tomorrow, but it'll probably be on iTunes. Could be up to 2 weeks. So if it's after, hey, sorry, but you know, be sure to check it out. Like I said, somecomedy.com for not .com. That the website is not up yet.
I'm still
building it, but yeah, somecomedy, S-U-M, comedy, on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and all the fun little websites you can get on. But we'll be doing constant videos, playthroughs, let's plays like Halo 4. I'm gonna be blowing up with videos. Like I'm gonna have to pretty much play, and then I'm gonna have to edit every couple hours, make and upload these videos. Otherwise, I'm just not gonna have enough hard drive space.
Work faster.
Then same thing with Black Ops once that comes out. Like I'm gonna have to do double duty. And so those are the games that people have been waiting all year for. And it kind of sucks because there are games that like I want to get to and I want to play, but I just can't because I don't have the time anymore. But pretty much all of next or this week, I guess, is going to be the Halo 4. Like I've got most of my schoolwork done ahead of time, and I've got most of my like I work. There's one day that I work like within the game being released. Like I worked today, I work tomorrow, and I work like Friday. Like every other day of the week, like they gave me off. Without even asking.
I have Wednesday and Friday off, and I have I have a 4-hour shift tomorrow and Tuesday.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna
pretty much off.
But yeah, it's gonna be nice. We'll be getting a lot of videos, you and I. At least just the two of us. Bobby will probably join in whenever he can, and we'll hopefully be able to get Mike in.
Devin's an iffy.
Devin's
a douche.
But yeah, hopefully we'll have the whole group. Ogar's supposed to be finally getting back on Xbox now that Halo's coming out again. Because he found out, and this is a fun little tip for everybody, because he found out about it. If you get like the Xbox Live the family pack, it's about $100, and it's for four consoles. What they do is they email you four codes, so basically you can use the four codes at one time. So if you buy it, you can essentially have 4 years of Live for $100. Or
awesome.
Or you know, you can use a code, sell a code, do whatever you know you want with it. So I might have to invest in that.
I want to buy some crack. Yeah, that's what it feels like. It's like, yeah, I've got this. I've got four ounces.
Got four codes here. Pretty hard to come by.
Good stuff, man. Some good stuff.
Yeah. So for you listeners here, be sure to send us fun little questions and whatever, you know, if you got something interesting you want to talk about. Yes. Just send it to somecomedy@gmail.com or somecomedy@AOL.com. We'll be here. That's going to be hopefully pretty weekly and pretty consistent. We'll talk about whatever random stuff we can. But it's, yeah, I mean, you have any?
It's going.
Yeah, it's going. It's been. I wish I had more stuff I can think of, but I'm just like I said. I'm just completely getting focused on Halo. It's all I can like think about at this point. I'm kind of more and more just like I was ready, but now I'm getting even more and more ready.
Like I want to see what new weapons they included, and I'm glad they took out the beam rifle.
There's tons.
The beam rifle.
Not the beam rifle. No, the beam rifle was the sniper in Halo 3.
Okay.
You mean
the focus rifle. Is
focus rifle,
about.
Yeah.
Focus rifle can suck it. Beam rifle, he's cool.
Yeah, I like, I don't know if they're adding that one in. I know for a fact there's a weapon kind of like the Sentinel beam in it. The Prometheans, one of the Promethean guys has one from a video that I saw. It was of Josh Holmes doing a demo for, like, the England. It's almost like the England E3 to an extent. It was like an England event, and he was doing a level demo from later on in the story. And it was a cool level. Like it kind of reminded me of Halo 1. Like there's a point where you have to go through and you have to destroy certain things. I'm not gonna say what, just so I don't spoil anything for anybody, because, you know, I'm sure that most people know, but a lot of people, yeah, it's already been ruined enough with those jerks who freaking stole and downloaded the game and uploaded
it
and all that stuff.
Not only did they steal it, they copyrighted it, copied it, sold the disc, and then they pretty much screwed over 343.
Yeah. I mean, at Microsoft's so mad. They, from what I had read about it, they're supposed to be pressing charges against everyone, and it's like over 3,000 people that they've found and console banned and profile banned and stuff. And I think honestly they might have a way to, like, other than pressing charges, they might be able to ban that person based off, like, personal information that they have. So that they're banned for,
right,
like,
they'll probably go straight to IP address.
Well, I mean, and all that stuff can be changed to an extent, but I feel like they have a way to, like, ban that person from being able to, like, play. And of course, they'll probably just make, like, you know, trade that Xbox in, buy a new one, and then, you know, they'll sit there and they'll download, you know, whatever. They'll make a new profile using fake information, download something, they'll, like, change their IP address, and then they'll be good. Good to go. My phone just kind of reset. That's random. Bobby sent me a text message, and my phone just reset, so he kind of broke my phone, apparently. But, I mean, yeah, I think 343 have done an excellent job with everything. Like, they, them and Microsoft got most of the content removed shortly after it was put up. And they, you know, he sent out a tweet, and he was saying, you know, hey, we, we don't, if you know what it is, don't be a douchebag and spoil it. Ultimately, that's what he said. He didn't use those words exactly.
They're going to, though. There's always,
yeah, but I mean, he's making a gesture by saying, you know, don't be that guy who ruins it if you know. If you don't, you're basically going to have to, like, you know, be semi in the dark. Be very careful with what you're reading, with what you're doing. And, I mean, I've, so far, like I said, right after Ogar told me, because he found it, he was on, it was on, I think, one of the Halo Facebook pages. He was on there, he was reading, he was looking, and he was reading comments, and he just all of a sudden saw an ending posted, like someone had posted the comment about it and posted a link to, like, a video or something, and he ended up seeing it. And because of that, it ruined the game. Now, from what they had said, that it could be possible that that wasn't an actual ending, but you never know. If it is, I mean, that's going to suck for him. If not, then that's good for him. But, so, I mean, from what I looked up, like, after he told me, I kind of looked up just to see what kind of links would come up, and it was just all stuff about how it was, you know, what had happened and that it was being removed. So, looks like they got most of it.
Hopefully.
But, I mean, either way, and, like, less, I think it's less than 24 hours. Yeah, it's less than 24 hours now.
Yeah.
So, like 23 hours now. Or no, 22
Jeez,
hours
I'm
now.
I'm counting down the hours.
They'll have it. But I gotta say, though, I'm pretty sure, yeah, Halo 4 is going to be most of my time and video effort, which, while I want to, at the same time, we'll be doing, we're going to start doing our Minecraft videos and our,
It reminds me, are we going to record that tonight?
Yeah, we might as well, so that everyone, we'll be recording an Xbox Minecraft adventure map, which is pretty, pretty new. It's pretty hard to get. I'm not going to go into the process. You can just find tutorials and stuff on it on YouTube, but you got to be very careful about how you do it. You will typically need a Windows computer or a Mac that's got boot camp or a way to access Windows on it. So look into that if you plan on ever doing this. If you guys have any adventure maps, send them to us, and we'll definitely do them for you and play and review them. But, yeah, be sure to check that out later.
Probably, you might want to include that they should add their
probably
like,
already on.
Name and information.
Yeah, include your name and information, please, because sometimes the map doesn't have
necessary.
The credit. Yeah, that's true, too. And probably within a couple of weeks, we'll be announcing our first community play date for our communities. You know, so if anyone wants to play with us, just, we'll include our gamer tags and stuff. You can just send us an invite or send us a message, and we'll invite you in and have you join us in probably Halo 4, because that'll be what's out. That'll be at least what I'm playing. So maybe Minecraft. You never know. Borderlands, whatever. But I think I pretty much
plan on playing Borderlands some more.
Oh, I do too. We still need to finish the pirate DLC. I still need to finish the story, actually.
I haven't finished the pirate DLC.
I know, because we've played it together, and we haven't played it since. We need to do that. I would say let's do it tomorrow, but tomorrow after work.
Yeah,
I think.
There's not really much time for
No, and I don't want to even put anything on my hard drive, because my day tomorrow is pretty much I'm going to work. Or no, I'm going to class. I'm going to work. Then I'm most likely going to the gym. I'm probably going to, if I come home, I'm probably going to be home for about an hour, and that'll be around 7 to 8, because I'm probably going to go hang out at the GameStop, because they were talking and saying how they might need me to help out with the midnight launch. If they do, that's cool. I mean, but if not, then I'll probably just be hanging out there. I said I'll be hanging out, sitting in my car, talking to people. I'm going to be doing some video. I'm going to be recording and interviewing some people probably, and I'm going to put that up as a midnight launch video. And then I'll hang out, because the GameStop that I'm at, they're going to close at 9, and then they reopen at 10, and that's when they start doing reservation numbers.
Oh, so yours does that too.
Yeah.
See, ours raffles them off.
Yeah, see, ours. I mean, that's what they've done for the last couple games. Like, that's what they did for Assassin's Creed 3. That's what they did for Resident Evil. Like, all the most recent bigger games that they have launched, Borderlands 2 was another one. They haven't raffled them. It's just kind of like, you know, you go in, first one there, number one. And then, you know, they'll pay everything off. And then once people can hang out again, they'll close the numbers off at, like, 11 o'clock. And then everyone who comes in after that has to just wait until the end of all the numbers, and then they'll go through. They'll have two registers open, one doing odds, one doing evens, and they'll have everything like prepped behind the desk, or at least they'll have all the games stacked, and they'll have like, you know, people who got like certain stuff will have it like bundled together, and then they'll just give it to you.
Yeah.
You can either pay if you pay it or whatever, and then you're on your merry way. I plan on getting out. Hopefully, I'll get out pretty early so I can come back and do some videos while I'm waiting
for
you.
I'm going to show up like 2 hours early, 2.5 probably.
Yeah, it's not bad. But I'm probably either going to play my DS while I wait, or read Halo the Thursday War, which is a sequel to this book that came out, I want to say, almost a year ago or so. It probably hasn't been that long, but it was called Halo Glasslands, and those have been really good books. I definitely recommend them. One, the Halo book Glasslands is kind of based off one called Ghosts of Onyx. I would say if you've never read any of the Halo books, try to start at the beginning. They have a book about the Fall of Reach, and it's so much better than Halo Reach. And they actually released, after Halo Reach came out, they released a different edition that updated something that had included extra information. But in because in Halo Reach they forgot to include how June dies. But June, basically, he ultimately, he dies defending Halsey when they're going to a base or something that they're going to try to get her off the planet, and he dies protecting her. And then she ends up meeting up with a bunch of Spartan 2s, and the battle, the way it's described in The Fall of Reach, the book, is so much better the actual game. Like, there's on Reach, there's supposed to be these huge, like, orbital defense turrets and stuff. And, like, all the Spartan 2s, like, there's, like, tons of them. I think there was, like, 75 or something by this point left. Like, there were 75 left by this point of, like, I think it started at, like, 300. And then that got whittled down after their enhancements to about 150 or so or something like that. I don't know. I forget the numbers. But they went down to Reach, and then three of them, which was Master Chief, and then his one named Samuel and one named Linda, ended up going into an orbiting base, which is kind of it's almost like the level Condemned. For those of you who have the DLC, they go into there, and they're trying to retrieve the AI unit or destroy it, because that way the Covenant can't get their Earth's location. And they so while they're doing that, you have all these Spartans on the ground who are trying to fight and everything, and I'm not going to spoil how it ends, but basically there's just this huge, massive battle that's going on as they're trying to defend these giant turrets and fighting just like thousands and thousands of Covenant who are invading while all the planets being glassed at the same time. And it's really, really amazing for Fall of Reach, and eventually it leads into Glasslands, which is about another Spartan who ended up, he basically went missing, and I'm using quotes around missing, because he was basically Oni kind of like faked his death and abducted him to use him to train the Spartan 3s, and you find out that there's three different companies of Spartan 3s that have been trained. Alpha Company got completely wiped out. Beta Company, there were a couple survivors. Some of them are in the Fall of Reach. They're not in the Fall of Reach, but they're in Halo Reach, the game. Cat is, I think, from Beta Company, and Carter's from Beta Company. And I think Noble 6, that's it. He was in Beta Company as well. And then you find out George was actually a Spartan 2. So he's like Master Chief. Yeah, he's the big guy with the turret.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's actually a Spartan too, like Master Chief. And so Onyx, you find out that the center of the it's kind of like it's similar to Reach, but at the same time you find out it's actually like a Forerunner constructed inside it, like a Requiem Halo 4. It's a shield world. Essentially, there's like a something inside the core there, and basically some stuff happens and a bunch of people get stuck. Or they jump into the core as the planet's about to explode. And I'm not going to spoil and say how or say, you know, what exactly happens, but definitely read it. Glasslands, which was picks up kind of where that left off, and it talks about, like, in the shield world, and it goes into details about this specific shield world, and they, by the, and now the Thursday War, or and you find out with the Glasslands, and this is just for people who aren't going to read it, basically what happens is, spoiler alert, of course. The Covenant, of course, has fallen apart because it's after the war. And the Arbiter has made peace, you know, with Lord Hood, and they're trying to have an alliance and everything and be friendly to each other. And Oni basically has come to the conclusion that the Sangheili elites and everything, all the elites and Earthlings and stuff, they won't ever get along. Humanity and the elites are forever deemed enemies, and they'll never be able to get along and have a peace treaty, even if they're super far away from each other. And so they ultimately send a small team to go and stir up a civil war, because a lot of the Covenant stuck together, and they were still like Covenant even without the false prophets and the prophets being dead. They believe in that the Forerunners are still the gods, and they want to do like what they can, and they're trying to, like, they still want to wipe out humanity and stuff. And ultimately, like I said, Oni's trying to cause a civil war. And at the same time, you have Lord Hood and the Arbiter trying to establish diplomatic relationship and, you know, have these two races become allies. So there's people who go, like, there's a human who goes and onto the planet, and he's like the first human ever on the planet, and they're just kind of like showing him around and everything, and you find a civil war is about to break out, kind of like what had happened when the Covenant split the first time. But it's pretty intense. It's a really great read, really well done. It's most of them are written by Erin Travis, and she is one. She's someone who wrote. I think she's written a lot of Star Wars books. I think she's even written some Star Trek books, and they've all been really good from what I've seen and read. And then, so they're pretty interesting. I might read that.
Did a lot of talking.
Yeah, I did. I'm actually kind of thirsty now, so I think you should talk for a little bit while I take a drink of water. How's Happy Wars?
It's okay. I'm just kind of looking at the stuff you can buy with Happy Tickets. Like, the horse butt. I don't see why you would want it. Like, it's literally a horse butt you attach to your character, and it adds a horse butt to your character.
That's so you're like, really random.
You're technically a, what is it,
Centaur?
One of those things, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
They do have some cool weapons, though.
Yeah, some of the weapons look pretty good. The problem with Happy Wars, like, at least the free stuff in it, is, like, that stupid, like, I think that you should be able to use those, those points that you earn for each match. You should be able to use those to buy the packs, like, of weapon, like, a pack of, like, weapons. And even if it's, like, you know, 5,000 points, 10,000 points, people would save up all their points and they would buy that because they would get a couple different items and they'd be good items as opposed to just using their points to upgrade weapons, and upgrade armor, and just to put them in that stupid wheel. That wheel is like so unbalanced. It is. It's freaking rigged. It's like that thing in RuneScape that they added. They added this thing called what is it? It's like the Squeal of Fortune is what they call it. And basically, you spin a wheel, and then it kind of scrolls across the bottom. Like there's a whole bunch of different items of different values. And it scrolls across, and, like, you never get, like, anything super good with it. But, I mean, sometimes you'll get decent stuff, but it's like, you know, you never get anything super good. Like, I haven't played that game since the summer when they had the only reason I started playing in the summer was they had double XP, if you were a member. Not double XP, if you remember. They had you would get awarded 1 million XP if you were a member for August and September, I think it was. So I became a member for those 2 months. And just played at work, like when we were slow. Every now and then I would do like a couple quests or whatever, just kind of mess around, and I just got all this XP. And now I'm not touching it again for a while. But like last time, I'll probably get bored and go back to it eventually. But it's kind of unfair. They actually added, I got an email because I keep getting emails from them. They added a new combat system. They're doing like a beta finished up their beta for the new combat system. So, you know, that'll be interesting.
I actually got the 20 kills in a game without dying or changing character class earlier.
Nice, very nice. I will probably never, ever in my life get that because I die all the time.
Wow, I have the 30 kills in one game without dying or changing character class as well.
Aren't you just...
I got the NBK. I got the NBK.
Some of those are ridiculous. Those friggin', what are they called? The quests. They call their little challenges, they call them quests. And some of them are ridiculous. Spend like 50 hours on the game, like... Okay, it's a decent game, but I could not spend over 50 hours on it, I don't think. Especially not with the time that we started playing. 10,000
kills, 512 wins.
Yeah, it's like so random. But
I've actually got 29 out of 72 to try to get to 40.
Yeah, if you want to play Happy Wars with us, send us an invite. Let us know. Send us a message. We will do that, most likely. Because Happy Wars is fun, and you can have a nice big party, and honestly, the more people you have, the better, because, of course, it means less people you have to find online, which would be good.
Personally, I like co-op.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The more people you have, the better it is to play online. Typically, we'll play the co-op, which is where you have a team versus a bunch of bots. Kind of like
kind of really hard.
Yeah, the bots actually seem to grow in difficulty based on how much you win. From what I've seen, like, we've won two matches in a, like, two rounds out of three and just gotten raped by the bots the next level because they would spawn with, like, all this armor, or they'd be, like, ridiculous mages. And, I mean, it's fun. It's challenging. It's kind of like, what was that mode in Black Ops that you could do that? You know what I'm talking about? There was that mode where you could play against the bots, and you could play against any number of bots you wanted. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it was combat training. Yeah. It'll be kind of like that. It's kind of like that, except the bots aren't dumb, or as dumb.
Yeah, I agree, but they actually do join in the team skills that actually excel very well in those.
Yeah, that's true. That's a pretty good point. But I think we're gonna wrap up here. So this is Dak,
and this is Kyle,
and we are the Sumcast.